From NPR News in Washington, I'm Winter Johnston. West Virginians rallied at the State House in Charleston today in the wake of a chemical spill that left 300,000 people without clean water. Resident Janet Thompson told WOWK-TV that she wants to see a major cleanup.
I don't care who did what in the past, how the incident happened. I don't care about legislation in the future. I want us to, like, have the super fund. Do something right now. Tear the plant down. Clean the water up so life can go on.
The company blamed for the chemical spill is now filing for bankruptcy. The filing temporarily halts numerous lawsuits against Freedom Industries and allows the company to continue operating. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is condemning a Taliban suicide attack in Kabul that killed 21 Afghan and foreign civilians, including three Americans. NPR's Sean Carberry reports.
The assault on a popular Lebanese restaurant is the most deadly attack on foreign civilians in Kabul since the start of the war in 2001. After a militant blew himself up outside the restaurant, two attackers stormed inside and gunned down 13 foreigners, mostly civilians working with the UN and other international agencies. The Taliban claimed the attack was retribution for a recent U.S. airstrike that allegedly killed Afghan civilians. In his condemnation issued 20 hours after the restaurant attack, Karzai also said U.S. policies in Afghanistan have not been successful and have caused the Afghan people great sacrifice. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
The South Sudanese military says it has recaptured a strategic city north of the capital and is moving to oust rebels from another stronghold. But as NPR's Gregory Warner reports, no capture can be certain in a month-old conflict where the battle lines keep shifting.
The strategic city of Bor, close to the country's capital and to many of its oil fields, has changed hands four times over the past month, captured by rebels, then retaken, recaptured, and now apparently retaken by the South Sudanese military, with critical air and ground support from Uganda. The leader of the rebel forces is the country's former vice president. He accuses the president of attempted genocide and has marshaled a tribal fighting force that some say includes thousands of children. Peace talks continue in the Ethiopian capital, but observers say that both sides seem to be trying to gain a military upper hand before any ceasefire is agreed upon. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
At least 30 people have been killed in violence across Iraq today, including a series of car bombings around Baghdad. Fighting is also continuing between government troops and militants over control of the country's contested Anbar province. The White House says Vice President Joe Biden called Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki today to discuss the fighting. This is NPR News. A group of plane crash survivors are suing Boeing, claiming it failed to install adequate safety systems in some of its planes. Nova Safo reports from Chicago.
The lawsuit stems from the Asiana Airlines crash last July, in which a Boeing 777 came in for a landing just short of the runway at San Francisco International Airport and hit a seawall. Three people died and more than 180 others were injured. Now a group of those passengers is suing Chicago-based Boeing in Illinois State Court. The passengers claim the aircraft that crashed had inadequate low-speed warning and automatic correction systems, and they say Boeing should have done more to train the pilots. The crash investigation has shown that low speed and not enough training were factors in the Asiana Airlines crash. Boeing says it has no comment on the lawsuit. For NPR News, I'm Nova Safo in Chicago.
Officials in California say the soaring value of the state's nut crops is attracting a new breed of thieves who've been making off with the pricey commodities by the truckload. Almond farmer Kevin Fonzi says the theft of nuts is a growing problem, but officials have been working on ways to trace the thieves down.
I had a neighbor that was 5 miles away that had three truckloads stolen out of his yard. He's an independent handler of walnuts. But then through paper trail, the nuts were found.
Domestic demand for specialty foods and the expanding Asian market for them have prompted a nut orchard boom in the state's agricultural heartland, which is a worldwide leader. I'm Winsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.